So let's review. Agamar began with a series of five statements from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Menayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispal. From where do we know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu davens? He answers Shenema from the pasuk that says V'habi Yosim al Harkachi V'Semach to Beveis Tefilasi. Hashem is saying, then we'll bring the Yidden to my holy mountain and Beveis Tefilasi and make them joyful in my house of prayer. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying in the house where I Hakadosh Baruch Hu pray. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia then tells us in the name of Rav what it says that Hashem actually says when he prays. May it be my will that my attribute of mercy should conquer my attribute of anger, and then so on. The Gemara then brings a braisa that recalls an amazing event that took place in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, when Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was the Kohen Gadol, went into the Kodesh HaKodeshim with the Keteris. Upon entering, Hashem revealed himself to him and said, Yishmol ben Ibarcheni, Yishmol, my son, bless me. Yishmol ben Elisha then proceeded to say, Yihirotzem lefanecha, shiyichbashu rachamecha eskascha, similar to the tefillah that Hashem himself prays. And the braisa ends by saying, V'nanen li b'roishle, that Hashem nodded to me his approval. The lesson we can learn from here, the Gemara tells us, is, sholei tehei birchas hed yikal benecha, that the bracha of a common person should not seem insignificant in your eyes, as we see that even Hashem asked Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha for his bracha. Another statement from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Menayin she'en meratzen lo la'odem mishas kaisei, that one should never try to appease someone while he is angry, as we see that Hashem advised Moshe Rabbeinu to wait a bit while Hashem's anger, so to speak, passes and then he may begin appeasing him. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that Hashem is angered once every day for just a moment, as it says, Kiryaga ba'apoy. And amazingly, the only person who was able to pinpoint that moment was Bilam, as it says, V'yedeya das elyon. However, to Bilam's great frustration, during those days when he waited for that moment in order to curse the Yidden, Hashem did a special chesed with the Bnei Yisrael and did not allow himself to become angry, as it says, Mo'ezam loizom Hashem. Remeir at the end of this section then tells us that the source for this anger is B'shosha chama zeriachas, when the sun rises each morning and the kings throughout the world put their crowns on their heads, and they bow down to the sun, at that moment Hashem becomes angry. Another statement from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Better a single moment of self-discipline in the heart of a person is more than many lashes. Once again, a statement from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Shloisha Devarim Bikesh Moshe Melefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Nosan Lo. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem for three things, and they were granted. One, Bikesh Shetisha Shechina Al Yisrael, that Hashem should rest His divine presence on the Bnei Yisrael. Two, Bikesh Shalei Tisha Shechina Al Lev Dekechavim, that Hashem should not rest His divine presence on other nations. And three, Bikesh Lo Yidiyah Drachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should reveal to Him His ways, that Moshe should be able to understand that why is it that Yesh Tzadik B'Toyv Loi, Yesh Tzadik V'Ra Loi, Yesh Rasha B'Toyv Loi, Yesh Rasha V'Ra Loi, there are tzaddikim for whom things are good, and there are tzaddikim for whom things are bad. So to Risham, wicked people, some have it good, while some have it bad. We often see that the righteous suffer and that the wicked prosper. V'Nosan Loi, and Hashem answered him as follows. Tzadik B'Toyv Loi is a tzaddik gomer, a completely righteous person. Tzadik V'Ra Loi is a tzaddik she'ina gomer, who is not completely righteous, as the Maharsha explains. Hashem punishes him in this world for his minimal sins, so that in Olam Habo he will get only reward. Rasha B'Tayvle is a Rasha She'ina Gamer, who is not completely wicked. Again, the Marshal explains, Hashem rewards him in this world for his few mitzvahs, so that in Olam Habo he will receive all his punishment. Rasha V'Ra'ala is a Rasha Gamer, a completely wicked person. Remeir holds that Hashem only granted two out of the three and never did reveal to Moshe why Tzadik V'Ra'ala and Rasha B'Tayvle. And one last statement by Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Yossi. Am Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yossi called Dibur V'Dibur Shiyotzim Pia HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toivah, that any favorable statement made by Hashem, afil al tanai lo chazer, even if it was based on a condition, Hashem did not rescind it and he kept his word. The Gemara now begins a series of six statements from Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Am Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Miyem Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Ha'olam Lo Haya Adam Shekar La HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adai. From the day that Hashem created the world, no one ever called him Adon, Lord, at Sheba Avram v'kar Adon, until Avram came and called him Adon. Another statement by Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, which is really similar to the one mentioned earlier on Amud Aleph, And learns it out from the same incident where Hashem advised Moshe to wait for his anger to pass before appeasing him. Another statement by Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishtum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Miyam shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu esay lamay. Lahaya adam shahidi laHaKadosh Baruch Hu at shabasa Leah v'hayda. That incredibly, the first person ever to offer thanks to Hashem was Leah, Yaakov Avinu's first wife. And after she gave birth to her fourth child, she named him Yehuda, which means, thank you Hashem. The Gemara then mentions another two other names and the meaning behind them to show the concept of Shma Garm, that a person's name is tied to his essence and his future. Reuven, where Leah proclaims, look at my eldest son, how special is he, that even though his title as the Bechor, the firstborn, was taken from him and given to Yosef, the eldest son of my sister Rachel, Reuven held no grudge against Yosef. Rus, she was called Rus because of David HaMelech, her great-grandchild who would fill the world with songs and praises to Hashem. Another statement by Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The Amr B'yechanan Meshum Rebshim Ben Yechai Kasha Tarbis Ra'a B'tech Beisei Shal Adam, that a renegade child in one's house is worse Yesim and Muhammad's Gaiga Magug, even than the greatest of wars. The Gemara is referring to David HaMelech, who suffered so terribly from his child of Shalom, and which ultimately caused much bloodshed. Another statement by Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rebshim Ben Yechai. The Amr B'yechanan Meshum Rebshim Ben Yechai Mutali Is Gares B'Risham B'Olam Hazeh, that it is permissible to confront the wicked even in our days in Galus when we no longer have a Bezdin. However, the Gemara says this is limited to Mili Dishmaya, to defend matters related to Torah and Mitzvahs, but not B'Mili Didei, to personal issues. Also, only if a person is a Tzadik Gomer, completely righteous. And also the concept of Berasha Shahashom Esacheches Loi, not to confront the wicked while he seems to be enjoying unusually good fortune. Our shir ended with one last statement by Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, kalakaveh amokam l'tfilasai oivav neiflim tachtav, that in the merit of setting aside a specific place where he always davens, his enemies will fall before him, they will not be able to torment him.